It's time for Green Visions, the KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Jillie O'Leary joins us this morning. She's a longtime environmental activist and is part of the League of Women Voters. Tonight at Denfeld High School, the doors open at 6:30. The panel starts at 7, and it's a panel discussion called The Future of Duluth's Urban Forest, Challenges Facing Duluth's Forests. Hey, Jillie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
So Duluth's got an urban forest? Is that just the parks, or what are we talking about here when we talk urban forest?
Well, I think most of us who live here think of Duluth as being a very green city. We have trees in our parks. We have trees in our neighborhoods, and they're one of the important things that we value about living here. So we thought this was an appropriate way to refer to the community of trees that we have in our community, is we really are fortunate enough to have an urban forest.
So there have been some challenges here with the different varieties of trees. Of course, we lost a bunch of trees on 4th Street due to trees that had died and had to be removed, and then it was a street project, and then it was, and that was devastating. And then, wow, we've had some storms that have just wiped out trees. Man, trees got hit in my Woodland neighborhood a couple of years ago. So we're thinking a lot about trees. Talk a little bit about tonight's panel discussion and some of the challenges facing our trees here.
So tonight's panel discussion is sponsored by the Isaac Walton League, McCabe Chapter, and the League of Women Voters working together. And those things that you just mentioned are some of the topics that both of the groups were concerned about and were talking about and asking questions, you know, within their organizations about what, you know, what's really going on with Emerald Ash Borer, what's the city's plan to deal with that. Another issue we're all aware of is climate change that's going to bring not only situations like the big storm we had in 2016 that blew down a lot of trees, many of which are still laying on the ground, but also in more subtle ways, just many of the tree species that have done well in this part of the state, we're all really accustomed to the evergreens in our neighborhoods. Those trees are not going to grow so well here in the future. So what kind of plans does the city have to replace those trees, and what might that look like for us? And I think also connecting with your previous interview here, housing is another impact on trees. You know, Duluth, because of our parks and trails and our urban forest, has become a very attractive community for young people and families. I dare say we might see population growth in the next census. But with that growth comes a demand for housing. Affordable housing is a serious issue in Duluth. Businesses want to expand. The St. Louis corridor is having a slate of development projects planned for it. And so all of those are good things for the city, but how do we balance that so that we maintain the natural community around us that is really the reason why many of us are here and is an important part of our quality of life? So this was what we were thinking about when we put this panel together, and we know that there are also lots of activities going on at the city level, at the county level, and that nonprofit organizations are working on. And so we tried to put together a panel of those people who are working on implementing projects, working on planning. We're going to have Adam Fulton from the City of Duluth Community Planning Office. We're going to have the project managers for several of the projects. Daryl Peterson, who's working on the Duluth Natural Areas Plan through the Minnesota Land Trust. Jim Schoberg, who's coordinating many of these projects for the City of Duluth, as well as Clark Christensen, the city forester. We're going to have Brandon Van Tassel from the Stream Corps project with Community Action Duluth, and also Forrester from St. Louis County there as well. So we are hoping to bring together a lot of people who can answer a lot of questions and really have kind of a round table where we'll have some prepared questions and the audience is really invited to participate and ask questions about the projects or activities going on throughout the city that they would like to know more about.
If I ever won the lottery, which is highly unlikely because you have to kind of play the lottery before you could win it, I would not only in the mental building place that I have for my dream house, I would have one of those big machines that can transplant full-grown trees. I would put full-grown trees there. But I would also create a fund in the city so that whenever somebody built something and they had to tear down trees or they had to get rid of trees to clear the lot, the big machine would come and transplant those full-grown trees to some place that needed them. But, of course, if you can't afford that, you know, until that happens, I guess we're kind of on our own. But spend a year or two living out on the Great Plains and then see how much you begin to value trees. And you start to take trees very, very seriously all of a sudden.
That's exactly right. And it's one of the assets in our city, in our neighborhood, that we don't really easily put a price tag on. We kind of take them for granted. But when we have a project happen, like the reconstruction of 4th Street and the impact that had on the trees, very quickly I think we all become aware of the change that it makes in a neighborhood when we lose our trees. And one of the things we're hoping to hear about from representatives from the city tonight is what are the plans for replacing some of these trees? What kind of budget is available? What kind of species are being looked at? We've had some questions submitted about what are the plans for specific neighborhoods. So I know it's a busy week for activists this week. I've got a full slate of evening activities myself. But we think this is a great opportunity for people who may find it difficult to get to many of these meetings that happen at times of day or locations where you can't necessarily get there to hear the details of a specific plan. This is going to be kind of a one-stop shop to ask questions about projects and activities that are underway. The doors are going to open at 6:30 at Denfeld High School in the lecture hall, and we will have organizations tabling. Individuals will be there to answer questions. We'll have maps. And I think it's going to be a really great opportunity tonight to learn a whole lot more about projects going on in and around Duluth.
Well, Julie, this is fascinating because, again, as you point out, so many people are so fond of their trees. You know, you go to Hartley and you round a bend and go, and you see all the new little trees that they've planted. And that, of course, looks wonderful. But you just look at that devastation and all of a sudden you start going, oh, golly, trees are much more important than I thought. So thanks so much for joining us, Julie. I appreciate you sharing the information. We'll get a link up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find out the rest of the details. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Julie O'Leary this morning, our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.